You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Review: Gozny Rock Box Outdoor Pizza Oven by Adrian So. No one ever wants to know about the secret lives of tax preparers or bank branch managers, but since The Journeys of Anthony Bourdain, everyone wants to learn the secrets and wield the tools of commercial cookery. Who wouldn't want to be a swaggering night pirate that can also bake a perfect pie? The $599 Gozny Rock Box is one of those tools that looks great on paper. I've met pizza chefs who use the Rock Box for commercial purposes, and they love it. The Rock Box is an imposing 45 pounds of smooth steel, silicone, and stone that heats up to 900 plus degrees. It retains that heat well enough to bake pizza after pizza at less than 2 minutes a pie. While I like many things about the Rock Box, it's too much for a backyard pizza chef. Does anyone really need to cook 30 pizzas in an hour? Probably not. It's just too expensive and heavy. I put closed-toe shoes on every time I have to move it. Trying to use the optional wood hopper to make it a wood-fired oven is also an incredibly difficult task. If you must have a wood-fired pizza oven, I recommend the Uni Pro instead. Heavy lifting. If you can overlook the fact that the Rock Box is heavier than Sisyphus's stone, it has a few delightful features that make it particularly easy to set up as a propane oven. First, the oven's stone baking surface is secured on the oven floor. I don't have to remove a charred, loose stone in order to move it, or worry about it slipping out of the oven and breaking. Second, it comes with a padded handle. Just Velcro the wide strap around the oven's body and haul it from your living room. And finally, the wood and gas attachments don't require complicated assembly. Both use a simple, secure bayonet mount on the bottom of the oven. Just carefully turn the oven over, insert the pegs into the holes, and slide to click it on. Once you've hooked up your chosen fuel attachment, wood or propane, unfold the Rock Box's jointed, stainless steel legs and let her rip. The Rock Box's body is made from a dense, insulating calcium silicate, covered by a thin, soft silicone jacket. The flame rises from the back of the oven and flows over the top of the pizza, heating the body of the oven and the floor as it does so. As measured by the included thermometer, it took about 30 minutes for the floor to reach 600 degrees, the minimum temperature at which I can bake a wood-fired pizza, with both the propane tank and the gas nozzles completely open. The temperature was consistent with the results I got from my infrared thermometer. The Rock Box oven door is 12.2 inches wide and 3.34 inches tall. It accommodates the included 12-inch perfect pizza peel, as well as my 10-inch Lodge cast iron skillet. I did find the peel a little annoying. It's non-stick, but I still like a little cornmeal on the bottom of my pizzas. With a perforated peel, most of the cornmeal just dropped directly onto my counter. Where the Rock Box especially shone was in recovery time. With smaller ovens, I have to wait 10 to 15 minutes between pizzas to let the stone heat up again, char the bottom properly, and not get the pizza stuck to the bottom. But with its heavy steel layers and insulating jacket, the Rockbox retained heat exceptionally well. It worked so well that my friends and I could bake 10 pizzas in 30 minutes. Unfortunately, that was about 4 pizzas too many. I had to put a stop to the proceedings when people started pulling eggs and bacon out of the fridge and talked about breakfast pizza. Total burnout. Propane leads to 30 pizzas an hour, but with wood, I never made a single pie. When I showed the Rockbox's wood hopper to a pizza chef friend of mine, he looked at it, turned to me slowly, and said, "I really don't think this is going to work." I was at his house to borrow some wood, but when I saw those huge, hard logs, almost as thick as my waist, I understood that making a wood-fired pizza in this thing might not be as easy as promised. The Rockbox's hopper is a small cylinder that utilizes secondary combustion to jack up the fire's temperature. As the flame shoots out the top of the hopper and heats the body of the oven, the resulting vacuum draws oxygen back through the body of the hopper to feed the fire. It's an ingenious, space-saving design until you realize that you actually have to get wood into the hopper. The only fuel access is through a narrow chute with a door that can close, whose opening I measured at 3 inches by 2 inches. Imagine that your friend has asked you to start the charcoal for a barbecue, but instead of dumping briquettes onto your grate, you have to slide them into the grill one by one, down a toilet paper tube, and onto a flickering fire starter. Now you have a glimmer of an idea how difficult it was to light a wood fire in the Rockbox. Rockbox recommends chopping kindling to about the size of a pencil, so I borrowed my husband's hatchet. I split those darn things to splinters and stood in the dripping rain, sliding them down the chute, until I got fed up and took my kids out for bratwursts. Once the sun was shining, I tried again, but as my pizza chef friend warned me, any wood that was soft enough for me to split into tiny pieces wasn't dense enough to get a really hot fire. I tried for an hour and never got the temperature to rise above 400 degrees. Finally, I gave up and bought pressed wood chunks and fire starters at the hardware store. But even then, maintaining the flame required constant maintenance. I thought longingly of the Uni Pro and its easy-access wood tray. Only for patient pros. If you're a backyard pizza cook who is going to stick to propane, you might as well get the much cheaper and lighter Uni Coda. The Rockbox does have plenty to recommend it. It's great looking, retains heat, and I appreciate a lot of the small design details. But unless you're planning on catering your daughter's wedding yourself, it's just too heavy and expensive. And if you want a wood-fired pizza, look elsewhere. The Gozney Rockbox costs $599 at Williams-Sonoma and Gozney.